was Alan Barnes of Herne Hill in 1626.
Oh, my God.
What a run. That's a pretty good run, isn't it? That is.
Very good.
Second was Thomas Grimes of East London Runners, 1637.
Oh, no.
That is very fast.
Third man who will get first veteran. First male over 50, Tony Chewy, you've done it from.
Calvin's offered to guide me before.
He's done it before, so.
He's offered to guide me.
Right, move to the women. First woman home tonight was Sorrel Walls. Just under 20, 1951, well done.
Gosh, well done.
Second woman was Ola Baum.
So Jolly Shunners.
Third was Alison Tunley, 22-12. Those last two were over 40. First 40-year-old, apart from those two, was Hisayo Kawahara of Serpentine. First woman 50, couldn't quite read what she signed in as, but it's something like Lucy Shippey.
Yay! Well, she knows who she is. So.
And team prizes, first male team was Herne Hill Harriers, Alan Barnes, Thomas Grimes and Johnny Muir. Women's team was Random Crew. We're not sure who they all, who the first two were, but
it'll
be Sorrel. So on the back of your running number, there's a voucher for 20% off fish and chips. So don't throw away. It's at the Ollie's fish and chip fish experience over in Norwood Road. 20% off for one meal in July or August. Also, there's an offer to have a day at the Lido, use the gym and the pool and the spa there. If you text the number on that, text Splash on. To the number on the back of your number, then you can register for a free day there.
Okay.
That's good.
GPS watch and chest band down in there.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Michelle Lennon. I've been guiding Louise Simpson tonight, the 3rd of July at Brockwell Park, doing a 5K. It was a really enjoyable experience on a very difficult course with lots of children, lots of dogs, lots of cyclists tonight, and an uneven road surface. But we did really well. We did 29:19. Which I think is a very good time, considering the circumstances. Very beautiful sunny evening, and brilliant marshals cheering us on. So the whole event was a great experience.
Thanks so much for guiding. So how was it different to last year? Did you feel a bit more ease this year?
I was a bit more familiar with guiding a blind person. That was absolutely fine, but it was tough. I thought it was hard on me because I was worried about the hills and the surface of the ground. But otherwise, it was very enjoyable and happy to do it again anytime.
So thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Just make sure it's flashing. Okay.
Sorry, I'm going to say for Katie.
Katie.
Rather.
Sophie's just gone off to be a mum.
I don't know, I don't think Robin's which one of you I had that one? Thanks so much for your help.
No, not a problem.
Really appreciate it.
Yes, yeah, so I used to be a member of this club, but I'm just sort of coming back to help me tonight. But this is the first sort of race I'd ever did, so, and I loved it. I'm sure you will too.
Someone will be there to just tell you whether it's you have to start saying everything, so it's all right, really.
Good place to go. It's been friendly.
It's safe, I know that.
Oh, yeah. Let
you have a go with all the right equipment so you can see what it really feels
like. Any idea how many children are here, roughly? I think this is only about 50
children. Wow. Yeah,
it's great. This is the first time they've done it, so it's quite exciting, really. It's not that, but it's sort of an up and coming thing for kids, and people are sort of jumping on it now, but yeah, it's exciting.
Sorry, Ad. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over here. Get out of the way.
So how do we get in there? Go down these steps and to the other end that goes up between those two.
Perfect, that just gives me an idea because we're going to be. So you're going to start in the middle, so in that lane 5, and you're going to swim up the left-hand side of the lane. Okay, get to the end and turn and swim back on the left. So keep the lane rope to your left on your left arm. So you stay in that lane for 2 lengths. When you get to this end, you can tumble turn if you want. You're doing a duck under the lane rope and then repeat that. So we don't have to count your lengths. You don't really have to count. You just have to know up, down, under, up, back. When you finish, you're going to come up these steps. There'll be a timing pad there. You've all got a timing chip on your wrist. Don't wear it on your ankle, wear it on your wrist. And you'll just wave your timing chip at the pad as you come past it. It should flash. Okay, don't panic. There will be somebody stood on that pad, because what tends to happen is people do all sorts of things and it falls over. So don't panic if you're worried. Someone will be stood there. But it should flash. You'll then come up the steps here, which get very slippery when they're wet, so be careful. And you'll have left your trainers and stuff in here, okay? You'll put your trainers on, you'll go out to the right, past along that hedge, top hedge, and you'll get to a gate at the corner. It's a bit of a slippery, kind of slight slope down, out into the car park, and then you'll sharply turn round and go back on yourself and up that pathway up there. Now, the roads aren't closed, the paths aren't closed, so just be careful. There shouldn't be cars, but there might be, okay? There will be people walking and riding their bikes on some of the pavements, so just be careful. Okay, it's an out and back route. You go out, you follow through, you go up through the back, round the wildwood thing, that new climbing thing. It brings you round and down onto the perimeter. So you've come up through here, so you're then back on the perimeter. The kids are going to be turning and running back down here, but they should be on the other side of the pavement. So you're going to run up to the roundabout, round the end, and then down and back on the far side. Okay, there will be little bollards all the way for the kids to turn, because they're only going to do maximum 3K. Okay, you're going to go round to the 2.5K marker, which is along through the path that goes through the middle by the high school. There'll be someone stood there with another big cone. So you loop the cone and then you come back exactly the same way you went out. Okay, don't no tarp, detours, paths. The only difference is when you come back to this turn bit here, you carry straight on and you all finish where the kids finish in that area there. Okay? Let me just think. Photographs, if anyone's got some issues about having their photographs taken, let me know, because we've got photographers here. Sorry, Ada here.
lots of smiles. We want to be in the papers. Let me just check. We have to follow BTF rules.